Okay, we're starting here at the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ein mitnadvim log shnayim b'chamisha." Here we're speaking about donating the nischa yayin that come along with the nisachim that are brought with the karbanot. So in that nischa yayin, which we know the amount of, and there you can only bring certain volumes. One cannot have it be brought as a log, two log, or five log. Aval mitnadvim. On the other hand, you can donate shlosha ve'arba'a ve'shisha, three, four, and six. Umishisha l'mala, and from six and upward. So this is what comes with the minchat nisachim. This is for the wine. These are the measurements that are used. We know that for a keves, you bring a revi'itahin, which is three log. For an ayol, you bring a shlishitahin, which is four log. And for a par, you bring a chatziahin, which is six log. So we have the numbers 3, 4, and 6 found in the Mikdash, and therefore you're allowed to donate that quantity to the Mikdash. On the other hand, 1, 2, and 5 are not found in the Mikdash, and therefore you can't donate them. Above six, once you get up above six, you can create whatever number you have above six by combining but multiple nisachim. So for instance, if you take the number 7, that's a combination of a keves and an ayil, 3 and 4. You take 11, for instance, that's a combination of 2 elim, which are 4 each, makes you 8, and 1 keves is 3, equals 11. So you can create any other number that you have after 6 by combining the nisachim from the different animals. So that means only things that are precluded are 1, 2, and 5, because there we don't have numbers, or we don't have nisachim that match up with those numbers. See, by the who? Yesh keva the nisachim, or in keva the nisachim. When one donates a nesach, one makes a donation of wine to the mikdash, does the kli koveya, does the kli make whatever is brought in that kli into a single unit? Or in keva the nisachim, the kli does not make it into a single unit. Heichidami, as Rashi says, heichidami means here, the mainafkamino, what's the difference? Kigo. Da'aiti chamisha. He brings 5. He amart in keva the nisachim, if you assume the kli is not mitzdarif, doesn't make them into a single unit. Mashichu makriv arba'a minayu. We'll take 4 out of those 5 and put them on the mizbeach, because 4 qualify over here. The chazi, the ayo, because that's the nesech of an ayo. V'ida chavi nidava. And the remainder will be a donation. Via marti yesh kevel nesachim. On the other hand, if you say that the kli is mitzdarif them and you can't break them apart, Adadamalehu lo karvik. You have to wait to get a 6th log until you agree makrib them, because 5 is not a number that qualifies. 6 is, but you can't break them apart. So we have to wait to add a 6th one in order to bring it to be makribit. Mai, what is the din? Amar Abayi Tashma. Shishal Nedava. In the Mikdash, there were 13 shofarot. 13 basically stucco boxes that were there in which people deposited coins. 7 of them, which are mentioned in the Mishnah in Shkalim, are for the new shekels, the old chatzi shekels, the kinim, people had to bring birds, gozlei ola, people had to bring pairs of olot, itzim, for donations for wood for the mizbeach, libona, frankincense, and zahav, a kaporet, and gold, plate, the kodshei kodeshim, the heichal. So these area, those were the 7 that were there. In addition to them, there were another 6 that were used for korbanot nidava. Those 6 were used for monies to purchase korbanot for the tzibor for ketz mizbeach. So Abaye says, Tashma, we have sisha the nidava, ramin and keneged me. What are the 6 shofarot of nidava? So one is keneged motar chatat, leftover monies from a chatat, person had set aside monies to purchase a chatat, and there was an excess of what they needed. Those extra monies go into this shofar. Motar ashamot, the leftovers from ashamot, again, the excess that person had from a asham that he had to bring. Motar asham nazir, or motar asham mitzora. So number 3 is asham nazir, and number 4 is Masham Mitzorah. Now, even though we already said Motar Hashemot, they're different. As Rashi points out over here, he says the difference is that a Motar Hashemot, like Asham Milot and Asham Gezelot, is an Asham that is brought for a Chet. So that's one category. Asham Nazir is not brought on a Chet. Asham Nazir, Rashi over here says, the Hatiro B'yayin, is to make a Mutar B'yayin, which is probably a mistake, because an Asham Nazir is only brought for an Nazir Tameh. So it's not the Hatiro B'yayin, but rather, Lakshiro Naziru Tahara. It's to allow him to begin his Naziru Tahara. tahara again. But it's not a chet, it's not coming for a chet, but rather as a machshir. And the same thing with Hashem Betzorah, that Hashem Betzorah is coming to be material to machaneh. It's not coming on a chet. So those are separate shofarot if you have extra money or those excesses from those korbanot. Umatar kinim, leftovers from the purchases of pairs of birds or that one has to bring for korbanot. Umotar minchat choteh, and the leftovers from someone had to bring a minchat choteh. So these are the six shofarot that are found there. The monies that were placed in there were excesses from other korbanot. They were used to purchase korbanot for the tzibur, korbanot nedavah for the tzibur. Vimita, if you are right that when it comes to nisachim, that if you had five, that you would be makriv four, and the extra one would be brought as a nidava, then there should have been another shofar there. Well, you should have had a seventh shofar. For the leftover nisachim, over here, you're bringing five, four of them are going to go on mizbeach, one's going to be excess, that's going to be like nidavat sibur. If that's the case, well, you should have it a seventh shofar. The fact that there are only six shows you that there must be keva l'nisachim. And once you place it in the kli, that makes it into a single unit. You can't break it apart. You have to wait to add to it. You don't take the lesser number and leave the rest as a nidava. So Mara says, no. Hanach, the six shofarot there, lidvat tzibur azle. Those go to the nidava, the tzibur. Hanei shchichei efshir demitztarfe. Demaru demar bahadei hadodi bikarve. When we're talking about the motar, the leftovers from other korbanot, those monies are deposited in the shofarot, and then later used to purchase olot for the mizbeach, the ketz mizbeach, to Hashem, and the olot go to the kohanim. That's what's done with the monies. When it comes to nisachim, since it's such a frequent thing that people bring nisachim or donated nisachim, since it's such a frequent thing that we had excess nisachim, even if a person takes the four and has the fifth one left over, we're not going to be selling it and then use those monies towards nidvar tzibur. We're going to keep it around because that day or the next day, someone's going to show up with a nesach, have excess. We'll combine them together until we get to a round number that qualifies, whether it's three, four, six, whichever number it is, but we'll always find it's so common that we'll find somebody to pair up with him and take the excesses and put them together to bring as a nesach. Therefore, we didn't need a shofar because they used the actual wine and put it on the mizbeach. So that's not a proof. But he tried to prove to us that there is keva, that the kli is koveya. Otherwise, we should have a shofar for the motar nesachim. Abayi, your proof is not so good because nesachim function differently than the other items here. The excesses of these other items are put there because we can't use them right away. This we can use right away. The nesach, we can put it together with someone else's excess and use it right away. Now Rava says, Tashma, I'll prove it to you. It says, Ezrach, Melamed, Shemitnadvim Nisachim. That shows you that you can donate Nisachim. So if you go to Parshat Nisachim, at the end of Parshat Nisachim, there's an extra statement, and that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. So it's at the end, it tells you that you should bring the nesach for the keves, the ayon, the par. In the end, there's this pasuk in Perek Tedvav, in Bamidbar, Pasuk Yud Gimel, says, Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kachat Eile, Akriv Yishei Reach Nichoach LaHashem. So what does Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kachat Eile? Should do this, like that. So that Ezrach, that's an extra Pasuk, it's not necessary, he already laid out for us what you have to do. So now the Gemara says, the word Ezrach comes to teach us, Shemitnadvim Nisachim, that you're allowed to donate Nisachim, you're allowed to donate Nischayayim, you're allowed to donate the Mincha Nisachim, Bekamo. How much? Shloshet Lugim. You can donate three log. That's the minimum that you'd have to bring because the keves is the smallest nesach that you have. Shlosh lug would be the minimum. Umanayim shibotilo sif yosif. I don't know if he wants to bring more than three, that's okay. Talmud Lomar, yeah. The pasuk says, yeah. The question of where this yeah is found is interesting. Here in pasuk tedvav, you have a kal chukat achat lechem lagir agar chulat olam dorotichem kachem kager yeah lifnei Hashem. That's one possibility what the yeah is. Rashi also brings a second possibility that the yeah is actually found by the chatziyahin yeah the par, by the carbonate musaf, or by the carbonate to be found. So that's found in other parshiot. So that's the question of the yeah, where the yeah is found. But this yeah comes to teach you that not only can you bring three lug, which is that minimum amount, but you can even bring more than that. Yochol yifchot, maybe you can bring less. Tamad omar kacha. So that's found in pasuk yud aleph here in the parshiot Netzachim, tedvav in Bamidbar. Kacha yaseh leshor echad ola ayla echad ola seh bekvasim ubaizim. Kacha says exactly like this. So I can't bring less than that. So my Yossi, what does it mean that he can bring more than three? Ilema arba'a b'shisha, more than three means four and six. Maishna shlosha dechazu dekeves. Arba'a b'shisha namu chazu lepar lailu par. Why can't you bring three? Because three is ra'ui for a keves. Four and six are the same din as three. 3, 4, and 6 should have the exact same din. They all match up with the Nesach that we know. So that's not teaching us of Ener Yosef. El Alav. What does it mean, Yosef? Chamisha, that he can bring 5. Ushma Mina, and Kevel Nesachim, Shma Mina. And from here you see there's no Kevel Nesachim, because you're allowed to bring 5. And if you can bring 5, then you can't say there's a Kevel Nesachim. If there was a Kevel Nesachim, bringing 5 would be something stuck. And you wouldn't be able to do anything with it. But rather, if you can bring 5 and the Torah permits 5, it means bring 5, we'll take 4 of them off, put them on the Mizbech. An additional 1 will be a Nidaba. And then we'll be mitzarefit with other Nesachim that are brought there. So Amar Rav Ashi, V'anan lotnan, hochi? Wait a minute. Rav, this is a great conclusion. But we have a Mishnah that tells us that you can't bring 5. Eimit Navim Log, Shnaim V'chamisha. Our Mishnah says explicitly you can't bring 1, 2, and 5. Now 1 and 2 is less than 3. So that already we cleared. But over here, you just said, Rava, based on the limudim that you have from the Braito, that you could bring 5 as a nesach nidava. And yet, our Mishnah says explicitly, you cannot bring 5. Where it says, Tani chamisha dumya deshnayim. And our Mishnah writes 5 just like 2. It's all in one group, 1, 2, and 5. Mashnayim delo chazu klal. Just like 2, you can't bring it all. Everybody agrees with that. It's less than 3. Av chamisha nami delo chazu klal. So to the 5 areas, you can't bring it at all. Where it says, midiria. Hakadita vakadita. No, each one, you're right, you can't bring 2, but that's because you can't bring 2 at all. You can't bring 5, not because you're not allowed to bring 5, but because you can't put 5 as a unit on the Mizbeach. You can bring 5, then break it down into 4 and 1. That's fine. So that's the difference between the 2 and 5 that is precluded from being brought in our Mishnah. The 2 cannot be brought at all. The 5 can be brought, but it'll be broken down into 4 and 1. So that's the answer to explain or reconcile between Rava and our Mishnah. Now, Amar Abaye, and he is in a suffix because of Rav Ashi's question that he just asked on Rava, but he says, like Rava, there's no Kevel Nesachim, and you can break them down to whatever numbers you need. If you believe that the Kli is Mitztarif them, and you have to maintain the unit that you brought, until 10, I'm clear how you put it together. Meaning that if you have to bring any number from 3 until 10, I understand how you break it down or how you put it together. That I understand. On the other hand, number 11 is a little problematic for me. Because once I get to 11, I have a choice now. Because there is Kevel and Nesachim, I bring a single unit. Now when I have 11, I don't know what to do. My. Gavra l'shnei parim kamekavein. Person intended to bring 2 parim. 2 parim is 6 and 6 is 12. Va'adamamalihu lo karve. And until he brings the extra log to make up to the 12, he's not going to bring them. He intended to bring 12, he brought 11, and he's missing one. So you got to wait till he brings the 12th one in order to put on the mizbeach. Oh, dilma l'shnei elim v'kevas echad kamekavein. Or maybe he really intended to bring 11, which was a combination, like we said before, shnei elim. 2 elim is 4 and 4 is 8, plus a kevis is 3 is 11. So he brought the 11 based on the breakdown of 3 different nesachim. Which one is it when he brings the 11? So Gemara says, Trei michad mina, v'chad michad mina amrina. We allow a person to bring 2 from a single min and 1 from a different min. Here, he's bringing 2 elim and 1 kevis. Or maybe not. My, what's the din here? Here we don't have an answer. When you're combining nesachim, how does a person combine nesachim? The Tosfos asks the question. The question should arise in other places. The Tosfos on the Pivus Amud says that, wait a minute, why don't you have the same problem by like 7? When a person brings 7, did he intend to bring 2 elim? 2 elim is 4 and 4 is 8. Or did he intend to bring a 3 and a 4? Did he intend to bring a keves and an ayum? And that gets you the 7. Why don't we ask the question on 7 and we only ask the question on 11? So Tosfos answer here, Yeshlemar, Delomi by a little bit, Trey Michad Mino, Bechad Michad Mino. This question only arises when you have 2 from one min and 1 from another min. It's clear to him that we'll take 1 ayo and 1 kevis. That's not a problem. A person would donate that. That makes sense. Or we would take 2 from one single min. That also makes sense. The question is, does a person then move up to a level where he'll take 2 from one min plus another from another min? Do people do that? Do they find in that manner? So Bai's question only comes into play at number 11. For 7, we'll bring it as an aisle and a kevis. It's obvious. You'll bring it as a 3 and a 4. Because we make sense. You take 1 from this, 1 from that. That's normal. You came to 8. And you took 2 elim. Nobody would question that. 2 from one min, we don't question. 1 from each min, we don't question. The question arises when you're taking 2 from one min and then 1 from another min. So then do you mix and match? When it's 1, 1, and 1, if you take 1 from each min, fine. 1 from this min, 1 from that min, that's fine. If you take all from the same min, we're fine with that. Question is when you're combining those two concepts, taking multiple numbers from a single min plus another one from another min. That's where Abaye is question arises. Two people have that in mind? Or do they really mean two Elim? He really wanted to bring, I'm sorry, two Parim. He wanted to bring 12. And that was it. That's just simply what he had in mind. And now he's got to bring in the last little. But as a question only arises by 11, not that number's lower than 11. All right, next Mishnah. Mitnadvim Yayin. Ve'in mitnadvim Shemen Divi Rabbi Akiva. So our previous Mishnah spoke about Yayin. What about Shemen? So when it comes to that, Rabbi Akiva says, yes, Yayin, no Shemen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, mitnadvim Shemen. Rabbi Tarfon disagrees and says, can't bring Shemen. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, mamatzino be'yayin shubach chuva v'anidava. Just like by Yayin, comes as a chuva, an obligation in Minchad Nesachim, and also we saw in the previous Mishnah, you can bring it as a nidava. Av Shemen shubach chuva. So too, Shemen comes as an obligation, part of the Minchad Nesachim, but nidava can be part as a voluntary offering. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, lo, you can't compare the two. Im amart be'yayin shekein kariv im chuvato b'fnei atzmo. When you bring wine for a Minchad Nesachim, it reigns independent of the mincha. The mincha is solet and shemen, plus the yayin, which is the wine libation. But the wine libation always remains as a separate entity, even when it's brought as a chuva. So since it's a separate entity when you bring a chuva, it can be brought independently as a nedava. Tumar b'shemen, she'en karevim chavato b'fnei atzmo. When it comes to shemen, shemen is never, you never makriv the shemen independently. The shemen comes with the solet. It's part of the mincha. It never comes as just shemen. That's Rabbi Kiva's claim against Rabbi Tarfon, why it should not be that you can bring shemen independently or donated. You cannot have two people donate a single iseron, meaning that there is no such thing as shutafut when it comes to minachot. We'll see why in the Gemara. If you're allowed to be shutafut for any other korban, whether it's an olah, shlamim, an of. Even a single bird can be brought by shutafut. You can have partners bring a single korban in that way. The only one that's precluded from that is the mincha. Amar Rava, midivrei shnehem nilmad. From both of them we will learn, meaning both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Mitnadev adam minchat nesachim b'chol yom. Person can donate a minchat nesachim. They're only arguing about shemen by itself, but they all agree that you can bring a nesach. You can bring a minchat nesachim anytime you want. Mar says pshito. What do you mean? That's what we just read in the Mishnah. Pretty obvious that you can bring it. We know you can't. You can bring yayin by itself. You can bring shemen combined with solet. That's obvious from the Mishnah. What's the chiddush that Rav is giving us here?
Where did they imply that in the Mishnah?
Rabbi Akiva's question on Rabbi Tarfon's statement. Rabbi Tarfon says you can bring shemen because it comes as a chova, you can bring it as a nidava. He says, what are you talking about? Shemen doesn't come independently, it comes together with the solet. But the implications from that are that Rabbi Akiva would agree if you brought the shemen with the solet that it would be fine. It's just you can't bring shemen alone. You can bring shemen together with solet like that mincha, but you can't bring shemen alone. Rabbi Tarfon says you can even bring shemen by itself, so certainly he says you can bring it with solet. Rabbi Akiva, who says you can't bring shemen alone, agrees that if you bring it together with the solet, that's the way it's brought as a chova. So you could bring it. Oh, there isn't. No, b'chol yom is just an implication here that you can bring whatever you want. Nidava. B'chol yom is not literally every day. It just means that you can bring it as you please, which means a nidava. You'll see that from the answer of the Gemara, that the b'chol yom is not literally every day. It just means that you can bring as you please. Maldutema, what I would thought, minchat nidava goli baruch mono. The Torah tells us by minchat nidavot, there are five of them. Chani chamisha minachot in tfeilo. Torah tells us that when you go and bring a mincha, there are five that you can bring. That's minchat solet, minchat marcheshet, minchat machavat, and minchat ma'afet, which has two manifestations, which is the rikikim and the chalot. Those are the five minachot that the Torah lays out for us. If you want to bring a voluntary offering at the beginning of Vayikra, those are the five that you say. You want to bring a voluntary offering, bring those five. But nothing else. Kamash malan, that's not the case. Hani milei bistama. That's only when a person says, harei alai mincha. Person says, harei alai mincha, he brings those five and nothing else. Even though the minchat nesachim is called a mincha, nevertheless, it's different than a real mincha. It's still not the same as those chameshet minim over there. And therefore, when you say harei alai mincha, you gotta bring one of those five. Of a hecha de parish, if you explicitly state you want to bring a minchat nisachim, person says, Hare alai minchat nisachim, parish. Since you explicitly stated it, you can bring that. So that's the answer. That's the chiddush of Rava. The chiddush of Rava is that I'm allowed to bring a minchat nisachim as a nidava, meaning that you would have thought that you were limited in minachot to only bring those five. Rava's chiddush is that if you specify you want to bring a minchat nisachim, you can bring it. So that's the chiddush of Rava.
Technically, the minchat nisachim is different than those with nachos. Bread itself is it baked or is it cooked before?
The biggest difference between them is the oil to solet ratio. That by a regular mincha, the ratio is an isaron to a log. Over here, you have one isaron to three, or you're going to have two isronot to four, or three isronot to six. It's either 2-1 or 3-1 ratio on the oil to isaron versus the minachot, the five minachot, which have a 1-1 ratio. So that's the biggest difference.
And the wine.
When a person says minchat nisachim, I'm not sure he means the nisachim as they are brought for a korban chovar, it literally means the mincha itself. I would assume it means the mincha itself of the nisachim that are brought, and that would not be the yayin. That would be my assumption, that he doesn't have to bring the yayin at all. The yayin's separate. That we saw in the previous mission. The yayin has its own donation, of course. If he said nisachim, then maybe. But when he says mincha nisachim, that's a portion of the nisachim that are brought. All right. Mara says, Ein shnai mitnadvim. You can't have shutafut. You can't have partners bring a mincha. My time, what's the reasoning? Ilem mushum dechtib takriv. Because it says by the mincha takriv, which is in the singular. Ola nami ha tekhtiv yakriv. It says it in the singular. El ola my time. Maybe ola you can bring shutafut dechtiv the olu techem in the plural. Mincha nami aktiv the mincho techem. Also says in the plural. Ela mishum dechtiv ba nefesh. Because by the mincha, it uses the term nefesh. And since it uses the term nefesh, which is in Vayikra Bet Pasugav, nefesh ki takriv korban mincha lashem. So let ye karbano. So nefesh, the word nefesh means a singular individual and no more. Tayinami ochre, we have a breakthrough that supports this. Rebbe Omer, she yakriv karbano lechol nidrehem, lechol nidgotam, she yakriv lashem. Kol ba'im b'shutafut. Everything can be brought in partnerships. Lo sedeka katuv ela mincha. Torah only removes the mincha from partnership, shenemar nefesh. So now you have an explicit braita that supports this understanding that the reason that a mincha cannot be brought b'shutafut is because the word nefesh is used by the mincha.
So in this pasuk, Asher Yakriv Karbano Lechol Nidrehem, so those plurals imply shutafut.
It says Yakriv Karbano, a single karban, Lechol Nidrehem, Lechol Nidvotam, in plural. To discharge multiple Nidarim or multiple Nidavot, I say it means multiple people. Or Asher Yakriv Hashem, possibly, maybe they're going from the singular to the plural. That he takes for is a given, and then the mincha is precluded because of nefesh. Am Rabbi Yitzchak is a famous Agadata. We mentioned it in our introduction to Menachot. Mipnei man nishtanit mincha. Why is mincha different? Shinemar ba nefesh, because it says nefesh. Mar kodesh baruch hu midako lavi mincha. Who's the person who brings a mincha? Ani, the poor person. Mind that? Ani alav kilu yikriv nashol defanai. It's as if he put his nefesh on the mizbeach in front of me. So Hashem assigns special significance to the mincha, which is typically brought by someone who's poor. He elevates it and says that it's a special gift to me because I know it's brought by the ani, and therefore I elevate it and I consider it as if he puts his nefesh on the mizbeach. It's as good as the other korbanot that have damim involved with them. The mincha also has this concept of damim involved with it. Tosus points out over here, well, we just used the word nefesh. How can you dash in the word nefesh with this agadah? We just used the word nefesh to teach us that you can't bring a b'shutavut. So he says, well, you could have written ish or any other lashon yachid. The fact that he used the term nefesh instead of ish teaches us this agadah on top of the fact that you can't do it b'shutafut. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Ma'zishtanet mincha shenema b'chamishay mini tigun. It has five different types of tigun. Now, tigun typically means something that is basted with oil or fried. But over here, it means anything that's mixed with oil. We have five menachot that are mixed with oil. Why do you have five? You have olot and shlamim, they're standard karbanot. They have a couple of behemoth that you can bring. But over here, you have five different choices? Why such a big menu by the menachot? Shalom melech basar v'dam shasolo ova suda. That he had a close friend, a confidant that was making him a suda, but he knew he was poor. He knew that he didn't have the means to provide the suda for the king. Make me a couple of dishes and I'll really enjoy it. I will enjoy the meal with you. So he didn't ask him for large quantities, but he gave him multiple types to bring, so that he felt that he was giving something of significance and he had options to give to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the same thing over here. Since the ani is the one who's bringing it, Hashem offers the ani multiple opportunities to bring menachot and different types of menachot to Hashem. All right, now we'll begin the new perek. Now it says, Harei alai Yisaron. Person says, I'm going to bring an Yisaron, meaning that he's going to bring a mincha of an Yisaron. Yavi echad, he brings one. Esronot, if he says that I'm going to bring Esronot, Yavi shnayim, he should bring two. Perashti, v'eni yodei amei perashti. I specified how many Esronot I was going to bring, v'eni yodei amei perashti, but I didn't know how much. Yavi shishim Yisaron, bring 60. Because 60 is the largest possible number that you could bring. Now, we don't assume here that he would bring it in multiple kelim. Assuming he intended for a single kli, and therefore the maximum in a single kli is 60. So if he specified the number, 60 incorporates any possible number that he could have said. Harei alai mincha, says, I'm going to bring a mincha, yavi ezo shiyirtzeh. Brings any one of the five minachot that are laid out in the beginning of Vayikra Bet that he can bring. Shiyirtzeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yavi mincha tasolet, shim yuchedet shiminachot. He should bring the mincha tasolet, because that's the most unique of the minachot. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Mincha, o min mincha, says, I'm going to bring this mincha, or min mincha, this type of mincha, yavi achat. He brings one. Minachot, if I'm going to bring a minachot, menachot, o min menachot, or these types of menachot, you have ishtayim. You bring two, because it's in plural. Perashti, we know there is emin. Perashti, I specified which one, I didn't know which one. Yavi chamishatan. And he's got to bring all five types of menachot, because we don't know. So over here, instead of talking about the quantity that's being used, the yes or no, that are being used here, we're talking about the type of mincha. So if he specifies one type of mincha, then he brings one. If he specifies menachot in plural, he brings multiple of that min. If he specified, but he doesn't know what he specified, over there we say bring all five of them, that way he covers his bases. Perashti mincha shel esronim, ve'enu yodea kama perashti. I said this mincha of esronim, but I don't know how much. Yavi shishim yisaron. Then he brings 60 yisaron in order to cover his bases. Rabbi Amar Yevaneri menachot shel esronot me'echad v'shishim. Rabbi says he has to bring menachot from 1 to 60. He has to bring each one of those. Every permutation from 1 until 60 he's got to bring. Because over here he just didn't say esronot in plural, but he says mincha shel esronim. Since he says mincha of esronim, we don't know what he meant. He can't divide it up and say, oh, everything's incorporated, because he said a specific mincha containing this many esronot. So then just bringing one of 60 is not going to help you, because he specified the number. So Rabbi says you got to bring one of each until you get the right one. All right, pshita. The Gemara starts out pshita. Harei al yidu yisaron yavia echad. That's simple. Where it says, Isranot yavi shtayim itzrichole. No, they need the next line in the Mishnah. If he said it in plural, he brings two. Where it says, hanami pshia, pshita. Miut esronot shtayim. The minimum of a plural is two. So what else do you need? So Mara says, and we're missing in the gear, so here, perashti itzrichale. We need the last thing over here, which is perashti v'enu yodea. That we need the explanation for, to tell us that you bring 60 and that covers all your bases. Perashti v'enu yodea me perashti v'i shishim yisaron. Mantano. Who's the author of Mishnah? Amar chistia deloka rabbi. That's not like Rabbi at the end of our Mishnah who says, di rabbi amar yavi minachot shel esronot mechad v'shishim. We saw Rabbi at the end of the Mishnah says you got to bring 1 to 60 every permutation. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu teima rabbi. Even Rabbi can explain our first part of Mishnah. Be'amar v'omer parashti esronot avalu kavatim b'kli. Over there he says, look, I said esronot, but I didn't say that I would bring him in a kli. I wasn't kovei the kli. The mighty shitin esronot b'shitim mane. What you do is then you bring 60 esronot in 60 kelim. One yisaron in each kli. Because over there he just said, look, I specified esronot, I didn't specify how many kelim I was going to bring it in. So now, if he brings 60 esronot, in each one in each kli, then he's fine. He covered his bases. He then for sure got the number he got, that he needs, plus he did it in multiple kelim, which is okay. So according to Rabbi, even according to Rabbi, you got to the number you wanted, because he didn't specify kelim. In the latter part of the Mishnah, when he says, mincha shel esronim, in that case, when he says it specifically, he wants it to be in a single kli, this number, then he's going to have to bring one until 60, because then he can't say, oh, I wasn't specifying kelim, because he said a mincha of this many esronim. Harei alai mincha, yavi eishot yirtzeh. So I'm going to bring a mincha, you bring whichever one he wants. Tana. What does it mean over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you bring a solit because it's miyuchedet sheminachot? Hol patach po akatuv tchila. What does it mean, miyuchedet? It's because the pasuk starts with it. The first mincha mentioned in Vayikra Perek Bet is nefesh ki tekriv karban mechal Hashem solit yeh karbanu. That's a minchat solit. That's what it means, miyuchedet. Alo miata alai ola yavi min habakar. He says, harei alai, you should bring from the bakar, hol patach po akatuv. Because in the ola, the first one that's mentioned is a bakar. So then you have to bring a bakar. If you just say, harei alai ola, minatzon. He says, I'm going to bring from the tzon, yavi keves, hol v'otach bo akatuv, because the keves comes before the a's in the lineup of the tzon. So if you said a re'alai tzon for the ola, you have to bring a keves. Mina of, yavi torim. If he says, I'm going to bring from an of, he brings torim, because the whole patach bo akatuv, the pasuk started with torim before b'nei yonah. Alamo nan. We have a mission that says, a re'alai ola, yavi keves. Says a re'alai, the basic ola means he brings a keves. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, omer toro ben yonah, you can bring one of the birds. So you see, that's not the case. That whatever's written first in the pasuk is not the determining factor. Velo polig Rabbi Yehuda, over there, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. By the emot and ofot, we don't see Rabbi Yehuda arguing. He's only arguing by menachot. Elamai miyuchedet shebenachot, the late leishim levai. It has no other attachment. That's called a stam mincha. A minchat solet is just called a mincha. There's no other name. The other menachot are minchat marcheshet, minchat machavat, minchat mafet tanur. They have a descriptive term that makes them into a noun phrase. Over here, the noun mincha means minchat solet. Va tana ho v'patach bo akatuv tchila kamar. Then we just read a braita that told us that the reason was because the pasuk started with it. So what are you telling me? It has to do with the fact that it's called mincha stam. Achi kamar eza mincha miyuchedet sheminachot olet leshem levai zu shepatach bo akatuv tchila. So what is this mincha miyuchedet that has no other name associated with it? That's called a stam mincha that the pasuk began with, the one that the pasuk began with, which is minchat solet. That's obvious that it's that way. Minchat asolet kamar. That's what it says. That's the first thing that's written in the pasuk. Everybody knows that that's the first one written in the pasuk. Simono ba'almo. No, he's giving you a siman. How do you remember which one is the miyuchedet by the menachot? The one that the pasuk started with. How do I remember which one is the one that doesn't have a shem levai? The one the pasuk started with. So it's just a siman. It's a vehicle for remembering for your girsa so that you remember which is the miyuchedet shem menachot, the solet, because that's the one that the pasuk began with. Not that's the reason, but rather that'll help you to remember, and then you'll remember the reason. The reason is because it has no shem levai. Okay, we'll stop over here. Sure.